As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, Bill Donahue today at 12:30. Just a great spokesperson for Catholicism, what I believe is Catholicism, head of the Catholic League, and Cardinal Dolan for the next pope. Chuck couldn't hang on. All right, let me give you my response to that. That would be very, very distressing, but if I be honest, selfishly, I try to look at it through the eyes of talk radio. Oh, my goodness. The gift that keeps on giving. I only had, two experiences with Cardinal Dolan. We used to do the Cardinal Regali show, the first Cardinal and only Cardinal show in talk radio in the country. Fox News came here for it.
You took down with the Cardinal every week?
Yeah, every month.
Every month.
So we had
like
at one point,
or just political topics. Sorry, to
anything was in the news, and you know the pre-scandal was very big in the news. And I think that Regali, I thought, was on top of it pretty well. You know, there were some loose ends and all. He really didn't have anything to do with it. And Dolan called in a couple times. Apparently, he was a protege of Regali, and he was very funny. I mean, he was, you know, very much that way. But you see what he's really about, particularly on the immigration thing. Constantly telling us, here we go again with a guy like Dolan, that people coming into the country are the Irish of the previous century. How many times have we gone down that path? How infuriating that is to people that are Irish. And constantly he does it. He's a 9-1 shot in the one poll today.
Wow.
To be, and that's pretty good for an America. They don't. Look, these guys are biased. How in the world were they always electing Catholic popes until Pope John Paul apparently had Mrs. Paul's fish sticks money behind him? You didn't know that?
No.
Yes, because Cardinal Kroll, that was their big benefactor. And, having a little money in a campaign behind. Not only that, he was a brilliant guy, face down communism. He was a real deal. Brilliant guy. This guy was not. Why they chose somebody in Argentina, I don't know the politics of that one. But historically, they were almost all Italian. How's that possible? Why do the Americans not have a pope or some of these other places?
Yeah.
Well, because it's political. And what's going on in that room? It's easier to... Richard Nixon would be at home in that room, starting up... various rumors and trying to maneuver things, going back and forth, you know, the politics of it.
So, I do have the Italian immigrant cut if you did want that from Dolan.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear Cardinal Dolan and on this. No, I'd be against this guy as Pope, but for talk radio, it would be riveting stuff. All right, here's Dolan.
People in that parish We're talking about first, second, and third immigration Italians rebelled and said, absolutely not. We will not have them here. Now, Bishop DiMarzio always likes to point out, usually that was done by the Irish, but this time it was done by the Italian. And so I tried to reason with them.
Oh, yeah,
to
we're
go
dumb.
Back
we're dumb.
In history and to say, this is exactly what your parents, your grandparents, and your great grandparents faced. It was the same thing.
It's not the
and
same.
Gradually, thing. They began to recall the stories. And they said, oh, that's right. We remember Nona saying this. Or we remembered when the Irish pastor made us Italians go downstairs for Mass and not be in the main church. When I was able, I'm not saying I was eminently successful here, but I could see the ice begin to melt and the people sort of saying, oh, that's right. We are immigrants. We are immigrants too. We are children and grandchildren of immigrants, and that's what makes our country great.
Okay. Instead of beating up on these people and melting ice with the Italians, Cardinal Dolan, why didn't you ever go public and talk about your conversations, if you have them, with a fellow Irishman, Joe Biden, and trying to loosen up the ice? Again, let me be clear. I'm not talking about banning on abortion. You know exactly what I'm talking about. We're talking about how extreme this is. And to be in the leadership of the Democrat Party, you have to be an extremist. So how do you do that? Well, it's a magic trick. Way back to the Kennedys. All right? And if you go way back to the Kennedys, they were able to do whatever the hell they wanted. They had cardinals and bishops in their pocket, even giving them annulments. There was a nice word, wasn't it? The Kennedys. Until one Kennedy wife said, hey, buddy, I had three kids with you. We didn't run off to Vegas together. I think it was Joe Kennedy, another punk Kennedy. Yeah. And you're not getting an annulment. Then they start pressuring them. And then it's the Pelosi's. It's the Bidens. It's any number of these Catholics. And I don't think people understand big time politics. Just think. 26% of voters in national elections are, on paper at least, Roman Catholics. If you can have that badge that you are a Catholic, even better, a Catholic, practicing Catholic, even better, Joe Biden, a devout Catholic, and you're also an extremist on abortion, not just vaguely around the edges, you go ahead. You get those two things going on. How are we supposed to compete politically? Well, it's not about politics. Everything's about politics. Stop it already. The election of this pope is going to be as political as anything we've seen in the world. Stop it already. Stop the nonsense. I'm not saying this about the average priest. There are a lot of good priests out there. I'm talking about the hierarchy nonsense. And the priest scandal was the epitome of it. All right. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Dan, as you know, he is my number one guy to get on the air. Because he's the one making the most sense. He's launching an all-out push for financial literacy. Everyone should become financially literate. Here's what he said.
Everyone should care about financial literacy. Whether you are a student with a summer job or a part-time job during school, whether you're in college, whether you're starting your career, or whether you are at the end of your career. Making good financial choices creates economic security. And look, it's fun. You learn about the markets. You learn how to properly allocate resources. And there's a big payoff over the long term for something you can do early in your career. Everyone should care.
Sure. Absolutely. So I'm very glad to hear that. When we get him on someday, we ask him about that. That's the education piece here, too. How do we go about that? How does he shepherd that? That's on point. All right, nicknames. Don't wait to the very end. You know, they might all be taken by them. Dan, do you have a nickname? Wall Street Journal, I told you over the weekend, said, can't be nicknaming people anymore. There are very few in big public life that you see out there because if you do, you get in trouble. It's politically correct. And they mentioned AOC, as something that most people use. She's got a pretty good nick. When you say that, we know who we're talking about. She's got pretty good name recognition. How about yours?
Yeah, so first I want to go just reflect that yesterday and the day before, fantastic event. Well, actually pretty underwhelming. WrestleMania.
Okay.
And gone viral is Stone Cold. His nickname, Steve Austin, ran an ATV into a barricade and injured a woman. So now WWE has to deal with that fallout. But The Rock also, a big name.
Or, The Rock is a great
one. Yeah, some great ones from wrestling. But I really like the nicknames, Dom, that are like a position that everyone knows, like CEO or CFO, that kind of really associate them with one person because they're given that nickname. And I'm going to take Chairman of the Board off.
Ah, that's an all-timer. Yeah, why don't we hear something like that? You know, a lot of them are still sports. Babe Ruth had a lot. Jolton Joe DiMaggio. But the chairman of the board, yes.
Yep.
What about
everyone
winning?
Knows the chairman of the board is who?
Frank Sinatra.
Yep.
Yeah.
No one else.
You can't be doing stuff like that today. All right, before we take any more calls, here's Ross Sorkin. Now, in all this Pope stuff, Henry, this will be cut 24. You may not have heard this. This is the big guy on CNBC. And he went, I believe that's what he's speaking about here, to sit with the Pope. The CEOs from Wall Street were trying to get to gauge the Pope's approval for ESG, the so-called ethical investing, DEI, and of course, the Pope's favorite, climate policies. I mean, what kind of guy in his first encyclical attacks air conditioning? Do you know where the world would be without air conditioning? The South? This country would not have moved forward. You couldn't be in even Washington in the summer without air conditioning. Just imagine your life without air conditioning. Well, according to the Pope, that's a big problem. Abortion, yeah, but air conditioning. That's what we got to get on. Listen to Ross Sorkin talking about witnessing this.
It was actually quite unique to think about it. You know, if you go back and look at sort of 2017, 18, 19, 20, before the pandemic, as corporations were trying to move more around ESG and climate issues, ESG being environmental, social and governance issues, so many CEOs, and I don't think this is widely known, were making pilgrimages to the Vatican to actually meet with the Pope. In fact, I interviewed the Pope back in 2019 about what was happening during one of those meetings where a whole number of CEOs went to sit with the Pope and, in effect, were seeking his approval for many of the acts that they were pursuing around ESG, around DEI, and around climate. And, you know, a lot of folks have said that corporations were marketing, that ESG and DEI were sort of marketing efforts by companies. But I'll tell you that the number of CEOs going to visit the Vatican, going to visit this Pope to talk about these things, and I saw with my own eyes, it was real. I don't think it was marketing. I don't think it was some kind of flex on what they were trying to do. They came from all sorts of different religious backgrounds. Tim Cook went to visit with the Pope. Steve Schwartzman, who's Jewish, went to visit with the Pope. So many different oil and gas company CEOs were actually going to visit with the Pope. Brian Moynihan, a Catholic who runs the Bank of America, went to visit with the Pope. And so I mention this just because I think it was both eye-opening in terms of what the business community was trying to do, but also eye-opening in terms of what the Vatican was trying to do, which was trying to move capitalism towards a more inclusive capitalism. Of course, he has not commented on our world today and what's happening in the politics of this country, but clearly the move against all of those things, I imagine, would be something that would be deeply troubling to him.
All right. He mentioned Tim Cook. That's another reason I played that. Apple. I don't forget stuff like this. Apple. Communist Chinese labor, right? This Pope was one of the weakest imaginable when it came to speaking out about China. And, you know, it's one thing as Hitler is marching across Europe, and I think Pope Pius XII did shield people in the Vatican. It's another thing to try to claim, well, I'm trying to protect the church in China. You know what? It might be more important if you're the Pope that you could rail against Trump up and down the line and J.D. Vance and send directives to the bishops to go after Vance. You might want to call out the greatest evil in my mind, and I stand on this, They are the greatest evil in history, and they're just getting started. They are the existential threat to the world. They killed a lot of us with COVID. You know it, and I know it. You know what they're up to, from the minuscule, the NBA, all the way to murdering anybody that they have to, slave labor with millions of people. And that's why I support Trump trying to disrupt this and go after them. Wouldn't it be nice if the Pope shared in that? And we didn't hide behind, well, you know, we got the church there. What will they do to people in China? Maybe you're going to have to move out of there. And maybe you're going to have to, if the papacy, if the Pope has any credibility anymore, speak out against that and call the world's attention to that and say, this is the existential threat. This is beyond Hitler, if you can imagine that, arguably. 855-839-1210. Dan says, just announced the White House will be flying flags at half staff. We're already seeing, will Trump go to the funeral? But Joe Biden wants to go. Okay, let him go. Let's see how that plays for Democrats, Biden going to this. You will hear story after story with the very people that covered up on this day when it became even more apparent with the Easter Bunny and Biden. That was one of the most apparent imaginable. The very people that covered that up are egging this on. Trump doesn't do well at funerals. Trump just had grievance for the Pope. Biden connected with him because of his pain with Beau Biden. I tell you, when I read more this morning that Biden and the Pope actually saw him as his spiritual counselor, was he doing the right thing when he was making moves? It's just beyond fraud, just beyond fraudulent to see these two entered into that. On what basis? And what was the one thing that he was lobbying about? The death penalty. That's what he was lobbying about. Can you imagine just the weakness of this? This Pope was ideological more than religious. Not saying he didn't lead a humble life, a gregarious Pope. We saw him here in Philadelphia, the whole thing that we covered coming out of that. To me, that just made him more dangerous. Rather than a good thing, it is a good thing to have a pope like that, but it just made him more dangerous as far as his ideology, which is just as warped as anything we've ever seen at that level. How do we go from the staunch, brilliant enemy, arguably, right there with Reagan and Margaret Thatcher, and bringing down the greatest evil empire, the Soviet Union? The Pope was one, two, or three. I think Reagan's still number one in bringing down the Soviet Union to this guy. How did that happen? What was the disconnect in the church that they went this way? I mean, that's a pretty big downturn. All right, 855, was it the priest scandal that did something? 855-839-1210. You get in on Talk Radio 12.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ted. All right, Dom Giordano show. Telling Henry during the break, we are looking through our archives for that noted theologian on the day of the Pope's passing, Nancy Pelosi, on national TV telling us that, was it Thomas Aquinas? I believe that's who it was. I don't think it was Doubting Thomas. Favored abortion. Oh, it was an obvious. I think she was on Meet the Press. And right in the middle, I wanted to set that up. They asked Bill Donahue about that. Bill, you're like a lay theologian, head of the Catholic League. Nancy Pelosi called you out and said, well, Thomas Aquinas, she can't do better than that. He favored abortion.
I can't find this.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's Aquinas or if I'm just searching it wrong. Is there anybody else you think it might
be? Thomas. Not Thomas More. I think it was Aquinas. There's only a few Tom. Doubting Thomas.
Okay, yeah, I'll be on this.
I'm Tommy Moore. Thomas Aquinas.
The thing is, I vaguely remember exactly what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
I think it was Meet the Press. I'm almost sure it was Meet the Press. Somebody call in that has it at your fingertips. Because when Pelosi said it, it was like, oh my God. You gotta be kidding me. She had it rehearsed. And it's got to be Thomas Aquinas, Dan. I can't think of another Thomas offhand. That would, Moore, no, Moore was different. No. I can't imagine her citing that.
Yeah.
What other Thomas was the most celebrated Thomas that was there? I'm sure it's Thomas. All right. Let's go to Alfonso. He's in Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Alfonso. Afternoon. Yo,
hey,
Alfonso.
How you doing?
Yeah, good.
Yes. You hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Good morning, guys. Okay, I'm sorry. Listen, I just want to...
Oh, no.
What happened here?
Oh.
All right, Alfonso said, what about all those kids crossing the border and disappeared? Well, the last story, and I was all ready for this, we remember a while ago exposing one of them was sponsored by the guy who ran a strip club, a female, in Vegas, if you remember. That was one of the major stories that was out there, I think, right before the election. That's the type of stuff that happened with this. How were we able to shut down the border almost completely so quickly with President Trump? Because it's doable. And they didn't want to do it. So I say today, with the passing of Pope Francis, and I'm going to ask Bill Donahue this seriously, I think it's a reasonable argument that the life issue is not the issue they press. They may write about it. They may do marches in Washington. But they don't go after the people that actually have power. So how are you going to turn around that issue? And they attack the one man who did have power. That would be President Trump, who put into play some of the people on the Supreme Court who did have the power and saw Roe v. Wade, as I believe, as an amateur looking at this, as unconstitutional. And the only reason we had the genius who ultimately did it, Sammy Alito, is because we stood up against a guy who's not too bright himself, George W. Bush, and said, nah, you're not going to put your real estate lawyer in there from Dallas. Are you kidding me? I got Sammy Alito on the bench. And I've had Alito on, as you know, 7 or 8 times. Mostly we talk Phillies and things of that nature. But he's in my book, when the book comes out, about his background on how he got to be Sam Alito. All right, so Dan, meet the press. Oh, St. Augustine.
Yeah, so it was...
Oh, wait a minute, Dan. I just want to make this point. St. Thomas Aquinas is a minor leaguer. St. Augustine is the big guy.
Got the Augustinians.
The Augustinians. They got a whole thing. By the way, Pope Francis was a what? Jesuit. That ought to tell you enough. Meet the press. Pelosi told Tom Brokaw. Doctors of the church have not been able to define when life begins. That's because St. Augustine said life begins at 3 months. Here's how it sounded. Oh, no. No water?
No audio. No, back in 2000. We don't have the audio from 2008. I wish we did.
Ah,
yeah.
It's not online somewhere.
No, it's a crazy thing, right? It's like,
did somebody take it down?
I just think it's before everyone was pulling audio all the time.
Wow.
And there's a lot of quotes about it back in 2008.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what it was, Augustine.
And there's a lot, and I actually pulled up an article from Catholic News Agency, and
yes,
there's a lot of anger in the Catholic community, a lot of bishops pushing back. Yeah. Bishop Samuel Aquila has joined several other U.S. Catholic bishops in refuting Pelosi's recent comments that confuse the church's teachings about when life begins in abortion, that explains it.
All right, well, let's say she's right. It doesn't begin at 3 months. How about at 9 months, though? How about the second before it's life by any account? And you're murdering it. How about that? Well, let's give her 3 months. Yeah, Tom Brokaw, Dan, as I remember, there was nothing. You know?
Was he conservative or no?
He is, I like him. I mean, the Greatest Generation, that's his contribution. I've interviewed him 4 or 5 times. And Dan, this is my all-time story. We were at the Volunteer Summit in North Philly.
Mm-hmm.
All the biggies were there. This was a Clinton thing. Oprah was standing not too far from me. I got inside the fence. I'm standing there with Peter Jennings, Brokaw, and all the others because there was a group of people providing security that knew me, and they got me in there. My cell phone rang down. You know, there was no outlet I could plug it in. So I asked Tom Brokaw, who was coming in, could he pass it over the fence to somebody? Oh, man. Get this guy out of here. He wasn't. Tom Brokaw.
Let me ask you this then, because I've always wondered, because
yes.
I went to school in Indiana, high school in Indiana, and one of my classes, it was assigned reading. We actually had to read The Greatest Generation in
okay.
school.
Yep.
Do you think that should be required?
I think so. Yeah, I'd be on board with that.
Yeah,
yeah, I think it's a great
book. I only say it because I had a great experience with two grandfathers who served in World War II, and I heard their stories, but I was with a lot of students who had younger parents. I was with a lot of friends who had younger parents, and they didn't have that firsthand experience talking to the Greatest Generation, so they only learned about it through Tom Brokaw's book.
You beat Depression, and you beat Hitler and Mussolini, etc. You are the Greatest Generation. Yeah, he deserves a lot for that. I think he became more liberal over the years.
I would think that, though, if he saw what happened here at the end, he's got to have some thoughts. Well, has he spoken out about work ethic in 2025? Because it seems like conservatives are very strongly pro-work ethic, while the...
I don't know if he's well or not, you know what I mean? He doesn't do a lot of stuff.
85 years old now.
But I'm standing there, the only I got on Jesse Jackson, with the morning show, handed them the phone, and he said that the graffiti around here was the hieroglyphics of the poor. I almost had to give a hug to him. He was so brilliant, Jesse Jackson. The hieroglyphics of the poor. I'm standing there, mouth open, standing right next to him, like, oh my God, Jesse Jackson. Meanwhile, they're thinking, who is this guy in there? I hadn't been able to go to the bathroom for like 6 hours, so it was getting, the clock was ticking on my time out of there. All right. 855-839-1210. You get in. Coming up, the great Bill Donahue, executive director, head of the Catholic League. He's next on Talk Radio 1210. First, though, I'm sure Bill Donahue would recommend, with all that's going on right now, a trip to Sicily this fall is just what the doctor ordered. If you'd like to join me and Roe and tons of Talk Radio 1210 listeners, we are going to go on a tour of the unparalleled beauty of the Mediterranean Europe in Sicily and Calabria. And of course, the stewards of all this, conservative tours, nobody does it better. $55.44, including airfare. Yep. The dining events, you've heard Dawn and I tell you about this. It's not just the food, the wine, the company. They take you to the local spots that really give you the flavor, particularly in Venice. I remember some of the places we went. And Leslie Fishapine, there might have been four bottles of wine at one table, as I remember. Bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. It's all there with us, including the Godfather Tour. Visit the locales from all three movies. Call them now at 888-733-9494 or go to conservativetours.com. The crown jewel of Sicily, that has to be Taormina. I'll see you on Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. This is Sicily. Picturesque, charming, ancient. It's all there. Give them a call now, 888-733-9494.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'm so glad we can get a moment with him today. As I say every time, one of my all-time favorites, the brawling philosopher, is how I see him, Bill Donahue. president of the Catholic League, back on the Dom Giordano Show on a huge day. Hey, Bill, welcome in. Thank you for carving out some time to be with us.
Well, thank you. Of course, the phone has been ringing off the hook.
Oh,
when I heard
that
Don Giordano called, I said, that's it. We're going to do them. I'm loyal. You've been loyal to me, and I'm loyal to you.
Well, there's nobody better. We've never met, but I can't imagine in a bar discussing theology, beers, et cetera, with you. Let me ask you a wild question to start with. I look at the odds here. I don't think there's a choice. You never know. You know, they get deadlocked. Anything can happen. Your estimation, I've only had him on once when I used to do the Cardinal Regali show here on the station, Bill, the only cardinal show in the country. And he was hilarious in the short stint for a cardinal. I think he was Archbishop Dolan then. What are his chances?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think any American is going to get it. There is an anti-Catholic bias. Certainly, the Pope Francis was clearly anti-Catholic. Anti-American. He didn't even try to hide it. And that's true of a lot of the people in Italy as well. So, no, I don't think. I mean, look, I'd love to see Cardinal Burke get it. He'd be my number one favorite.
Yes.
And he's great.
Yeah.
He's out of St. Louis. He's 76. Yeah. He's a traditionalist. But no, I don't think he's going to get it. I mean, personally, I just hope they stay away from Europe and take a very hard look at the Africans. As a continent, Africa is home to more Orthodox, traditional, and brilliant cardinals than any place on the globe. There are some who are more on the left, but most of them are very good, solid men, and I would hope that they would give them a good look.
Now, the odds that we see, Bill, Josh Barton, we go, and it's somewhat fun, but he has it 1-1, the cardinal from the Philippines.
Yeah, well, he's the man of the left. This is the interesting thing. Most of the people who will choose the new pope were appointed by Pope Francis, and Pope Francis is clearly in the social justice wing of the Catholic Church, and he was critical of capitalism, but not so much of communism. In fact, he said that the person who influenced him the most growing up was a member of the Communist Party. Now, the thing is this, so that would suggest somebody more in his ilk. On the other hand, he appointed an awful lot of people who are in the peripheries, in the faraway nooks and crannies of the world, and we don't know too much about these men except that they tend to favor orthodoxy and not be involved as change agents. That would suggest somebody maybe more like his predecessors, Pope Benedict XVI or Pope John Paul II. So obviously there's going to be a struggle going on. From where I'm coming from, we need to get rid of the confusion that this pope has created. He's done some very good things, and I've made that clear in my statement today. On the other hand, he has been a source of moral confusion. We need somebody to gently push the pendulum back to the middle.
Bill, the most disturbing thing to me is the Biden stuff. Here you have a pope calling out illegal immigration, the migrants, Trump, and all this, and yet Time magazine has a story today where Biden, in confidence of Biden, talked about him talking to the Pope as his spiritual advisor. Am I doing the right thing here with various issues? And again, this syndrome of progressives and Biden, I don't think in his heart was, but that's his politics, getting away with the badge, which is still tremendous to be called a Catholic, particularly a devout Catholic, and yet being at the outer limits on abortion.
Yeah, there's no question that Trump was in office just a week or two, and Pope Francis lashed out at him on immigration. And yet, we know what Biden never could find an abortion he couldn't justify. He wanted the taxpayers to pay for it. And he also believed in the insane idea that you can change your sex. Now, the Pope has always been good on abortion, and he's always been good on gender ideology. Why he never lashed out at Biden publicly, but only at Trump, was disturbing to a lot of Catholics. And that showed the kind of duplicity that we hope the next pope doesn't exhibit.
We can't find the sound of it, too. Nancy Pelosi, 2008, talking about St. Augustine, saying that life starts at 3 months, and that's why we can have abortions. Again, to your point, Bill, just some calm clarity. I often thought the Pope allegedly spoke several different languages, but there was such confusion of stuff that he had to walk back constantly.
Yeah, I mean, I actually, listeners, hope they don't understand what I'm saying here. Stylistically, not in terms of content, he had a lot in common with Trump. That is to say, right. Both men, on the plus side, are unscripted. They are refreshingly candid. They talk off the cuff, and very transparent. On the other hand, they got themselves into a lot of trouble because of that. And in the case of the Pope, he would go to a foreign country, do some great work, and then on the papal plane, he was undisciplined. And he made some wild-eyed comments. He took the bait of these left-wing journalists, and then they had constantly had to walk it back the next day, what he really meant kind of thing. So, yeah, and Trump has done the same thing. They're both men are impulsive. They both done some very good things. But I would hope that we can get somebody a bit more disciplined.
Bill, upcoming for you or issues before Catholics, aside from the Pope and everything else, what is it you're working on? I remember around this time last year, the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm thinking about that because the State Department has issued directives. They are not going to allow for anti-Christian, anti-Catholic bias in statements, et cetera, internally, meaning in the workplace, that this is one of the groups, one of the biggest groups that you can joke about and offend. And we know that you made it in America when you do that. But there's also the sense, if you're a Catholic in public life, particularly a traditional Catholic, not the one we're talking about, that's problematic, potentially.
Well, yes. To your point, boy, you stay on top of things here. In February, President Trump appointed a presidential commission on religious liberty, and he has a task force on looking into anti-Catholic bias stemming from the federal government, not in the general society. And he asked Pam Bondi, our attorney general, to conduct it. I've been in touch with her already. We already have our contact person, our liaison person who works for Pam Bondi, to supply them with information. And my staff has assembled it. It's almost 100% complete at this point. And in fact, I was going to release it very shortly. Now with the death of the Pope, of course, I'm tied up with media and then the new Pope, etc. But we will be getting it out certainly in the beginning of May, giving them the kind of information that we have. And then, of course, they can pick and choose whatever they want off of that. But yeah, this is a great sign. It's interesting because Biden called himself a devout Catholic, and yet he rejected the church's teachings on sexuality, on men and women, on marriage and abortion. Trump is not really regarded as a particularly religiously devout person. I think he would agree with that himself. At the same time, he is more religion-friendly
yes.
than any president I've seen in my lifetime.
Today, with the Easter egg hunt, he didn't make it solely about that. When he was standing on the balcony, he talked about religion, the Christian faith. We're going to make this stronger in America. So, Bill, on that note that we were just talking about with bias and things moving forward here, that's great news for our listeners. With you involved, that this will be done in detail. And again, it's why is it so easy to do that? Is it because anything religious is under fire? We you and I have been through this. If it's the Muslim faith, we know you're not going to say it, but particularly not just Christians, that's been there for a while, but Catholics now also you can go after.
Well, and let's face it, I'm in New York City, which is like a Jewish capital of America. I see Nazi insignia.
Right.
I mean, and you see what's going on at Columbia University, my alma mater at New York University. So it's Catholics and Jews, on the traditional Catholics and the traditional Jews, are the ones who are being targeted by secularists and some radical members of Islam. So we have a very serious problem in this country with that. And I think, you know, we've been easy pickings for a long time, but now there's a pushback. And we have a president who's on our side. So I'm optimistic that the other side is not going to be able to prevail. But we have to fight them. These people are vicious. I mean, there's a hatred of traditional Catholics by the secular left. And now increasingly also the pro-Hamas people hate Jews. There's no question about that. And so this is where people, Catholics, Protestants, and Jews, and Muslims, all of a more moderate stripe need to come together in a kind of a religious coalition because the forces of hatred are abundant in our society, unfortunately.
Where do we find All Things Catholic Leg, Bill?
just go to our website, CatholicLeague.org. We have a wealth of information. We were right on top of this thing. I was awakened this morning at 4:20 a.m. by Fox News Digital for a comment. I made it, and then I got called again. So I finally said, I can't do it. I'm not going back to bed. I jumped on an early train, got into the office after 6 o'clock. And, you know, and unlike some other organizations such as Catholic Vote, who didn't put out a single thing until around 11:45 today, we were up and running at 4:20 in the morning.
Absolutely, Bill. Any book on the horizon?
Yes. In fact, I'm leaving for North Carolina this weekend to meet with my new publisher, a TAN publisher by St. Benedict Press, with a book which is coming out. I'm not sure. We have to get that firmed up either the end of this year or the beginning of next year, tentatively titled Christianity in the Crosshairs.
Very good. As always, the Brawler. Bill, thank you on a busy day. Thanks for joining us here.
Thank you so much.
All right, Bill Donahue there, Dan. I see national shows calling him. Dan Browski and Henry Ring, bang, he's right there on the show. Dan, Crozier Hospital is closing finally. Any more on that? But I just saw that.
No, I had a caller call, and I looked it up, and it is out there now. 6ABC is reporting it, and yeah, out in Chester, I guess. I'm not very familiar with the hospital, but apparently it's been a controversy. It's been up in the air for a while now, and apparently it's finally closing its doors, yeah.
All right, 855-839-1210. Come on, get in. I saw a good one here. Let's see. Leona Helmsley, Fisher Pine, Queen Amin. That was very good. America's Mother-in-Law, Elizabeth Warren. That is a great one.
Been some breaking news developments as you've been talking with President Bill. PBS just posted an exclusive story. This is about 20 minutes ago now. Exclusive, the White House is looking to replace Pete Hegseth as defense secretary. I'm going to read the article real quick. It's very short. It says, White House has begun the process of looking for a new secretary of defense. According to a U.S. official, it's not authorized to speak publicly. NPR has reached out to the White House for comment. This comes as defense, we all know what happened there. In the last few weeks, four senior advisors to Hegseth have left abruptly. Just more. It says this breaking story will be updated. But then, for full disclosure, Rapid Response 47, which is the White House's Twitter, immediately retweeted the article with, in all caps, wrong, this is fake news, ! So just want to put that out there, that there is a developing story happening, playing out on social media right now.
All right, let me get into that next, too. We got a lot of sound from that with Pete Hegseth. Again, are these people that were let go leakers? That's the critical thing here. We've been down the Signalgate thing before. That's all that this is. Is there anything else? I'll tell you coming up, but you get in at 855-839-1210. You know, your smile is more than just a first impression. It's a reflection of your overall health. And when it comes to your teeth, you deserve more than just a quick fix. You deserve the expert care that you get from my friend and dentist, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Group. It's one thing to have the latest technology, but it takes the knowledgeable and the expertise of Dr. Bentz and his team to give you the most accurate diagnosis from the start, develop a plan for your dental and overall health. I've told you of my experiences and many of the listeners that count on the knowledge that I personally am proud of that I meet them every time I go to Dr. Bentz's, the great friendly care of Dr. Bentz and his staff, particularly diagnosing exactly what's going on. That's critical. So get the smile that you really want it. Get the unbelievable dental care that you'll get on the road to great dental health called the Bentz Dental Group now. Get that initial evaluation, 610-272-6949. Visit BentzDentalGroup.com, 610-272-6949. All right, welcome in, everyone. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about Pete Hegseth. In fact, here is Pete Hegseth, very animated, and he talked about leakers that are going after him here, some of the people fired who left, calling out fake news at the Easter egg hunt or roll.
You know, what a big surprise that a few leakers get fired and suddenly a bunch of hit pieces come out from the same media that peddled the Russia hoax. Won't give back their Pulitzers. They got Pulitzers for a bunch of lies. Pulitzers for a bunch of lies. And on hoaxes, time and time and time again. And as they peddle those lies, no one ever calls them on it. See, this is what the media does. They take anonymous sources from disgruntled, former employees, and then they try to slash and burn people and ruin their reputations. Not going to work with me, because we're changing the Defense Department, putting the Pentagon back in the hands of warfighters, and anonymous smears from disgruntled former employees on old news doesn't matter. So I'm happy to be here at the Easter egg roll with my dad and my kids, because, you know, this is what we're doing it for. These kids right here. This is why we're fighting the fake news media. This is why we're fighting slash and burn Democrats. This is why we're fighting hoaxsters. Hoaxsters. This group, this group right here, full of hoaxsters that peddle anonymous sources from leakers with axes to grind, and then you put it all together as if it's some news story. And when we know it, we know exactly what it is. So I'm really proud of what we're doing for the president, fighting hard across the board, and I'm going to go roll some Easter eggs with my kids. Thank you very much.
The egg roll has become a central with Biden with the Easter egg bunny. Now, Pete there. This on Twitter, and it's true, every one of these metrics, recruiting is up. Now, that's a metric we know. That's up. Morale is up. By some rough standards, that appears to be the case. Standards definitely are up. Efficiency is up. America's defense is up. And most importantly, lethality is up versus a general who didn't tell us where he was for days, or the president in the hospital who was heading up the Defense Department. All right, we'll talk more about that. But Scott Presler has got a lot to report on here in Pennsylvania. He's next on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.